The learning of this tape should be Li'ilu Nishmas Reb Zev Ben Peres Olav HaShalom.
Lines up from the still small lines. Omar Rava, Om Reb Yechanan, Kol HaNeitzah LiYisrael Naseh Rosh. Whoever oppresses Klal Yisrael, they become a leader. And the reasoning is, like Hashem does not want to give over the Jews into a small nation. Like if somebody does have the oppressive Klal Yisrael, Hashem wants them to be prestigious. So therefore they become a Rosh. Shinemar says, Kiloy Mu'af, La'Hashem Mutzak, well, they do not become weak. The one that oppresses us, Kesarishan, Hekal Arsa Zvulan, V'yatzna Koli, V'achun Hichpe Derech HaYom Eva Yadin, Gelil HaGoyim. And Omer Rav Omer Rav Yechanon, Kol HaNeitzak L'Yisrael, whoever oppresses Klal Yisrael, Enu Ayif, he does not become weak. They get special power. Again, the Svar is that Hashem wants them to look prestige, because they're the ones that are oppressing Klal Yisrael. But it says, Lo Yaleichem Kol Ovrei Dorech, not upon you, all people that go away. Omar Rav Omer Rav Yechanon, Mikan L'Kublonim Min HaTorah. This is what we learned yesterday. Mikan L'Kublonim Min HaTorah, Kovdal Ramabeis, the first big line, Kublonim Min HaTorah, Rashi says, Kishodam, when you tell somebody else your problems, you're supposed to say, like Lo Yaleinu, this should not come upon you. You have to be afraid, maybe it will. That's called Kublonim Min HaTorah. You have right, you're supposed to say, Lo Yaleinu. Then the Pasuk says, Kol Ovrei Derech, Omarav Amrun Omarav, Osuni Ki Ovrei Aldas, you made Yerushalayim as if they transgressed the Torah. Das, Ovrei Aldas. Dilu B'Stoyim B'Zdoyim, it says, Ktiv Hashem Himtim Al Stoyim, it's Hashem brought down from Shemayim upon Stoyim. Gofres Reish, Dilu B'Yerushalayim Ktiv Mimoram Sholach Eish, Hashem sent down fire from Shemayim, the atzmois of Yerdenu, into your bones, and it'll trap you down. So Ksivit also says, Vayigdal Ovon Bas Ami Mechatas Goyim, that the chet of Yisrael at the time of the Churban Abayis was worse than the chet of Goyim. The question is, if so, V'chimas Aponim Yesh Badover, how come Hashem, like, good, it was a Churban Abayis, but Klal Yisrael wasn't destroyed completely? And Stoyim, if you're telling me that the Jews' Averas were worse than Stoyim, so how come Stoyim was wiped out completely? And Yisrael was not wiped out completely. So, what it means to say that the Chatzis Yisrael was worse than Stoyim doesn't mean literally they did worse things. Just means comparatively. The Jews are supposed to be closer to Hashem. So the things that they did were worse off than the Rishis that Stoyim did. Stoyim were Goyim. So the Rishis, the Averas of Klal Yisrael was worse to Hashem than the Averas of Stoyim. The question is, V'chimas Aponim Yesh B'Dover? Well, that's the question, V'chimas Aponim Yesh B'Dover? Or my Rav Rav Yechanan, Midi Yisrael Hoysiv Yerushalayim. No, Yerushalayim had something special, more than Stoyim. Shlei Hoysiv B'Stoyim, Dila B'Stoyim Ksiv, Hine Zeho Yo'avoin Stoyim, Achoyseich Goin Sivat Lechem. They had a lot of food, but the Yad Oni Ve'ev Yoin Lech Ziko. They did not give any food to the poor man. There was no like stalker. But Dila B'Yerushalayim, but by Yerushalayim, it says the Pasuk, Yidei Noshim Rachmonius Bishlo Yaldeim, that even Mashiach, they had no food, and they had to go to cook up their own children, still, their Rachmonius, they shared it with their neighbor. So no matter how dead it was, the need of Rachmin still remained by Klal Yisrael, that's why there's a Sheiris Yisrael. Then it says, Tilo Kol Abirei Hashem, Bekir Hashem will trot down all the Abirei, Bekir be, Kodim Shomach, like a person says to his friend, Nifsalo Matbeyazu, that this coin is out of circulation. That's called that Hashem will trot them down. Protza lecha piyam will close down their mouth. Omar Ravam, Omar Rav Yechanan, Bishvil ma'hikdim etel ayin. In Sefer Eicha, in a lot of the psukim, it says the pay before the ayin. Here also it says, Protza olayich. Why is the pay before the ayin? Bishvil meraglim, teach us the chet of the meraglim, Sh'omru b'fihem ma'shvaro b'neim. Come teach us this limud that they said in their mouth things they did not see. They spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Oichlei, uchlei ami, ochlu lechem. People that eat up Klal Yisrael, it's considered like they're eating bread. Hashem lo kiro, they did not call to Hashem. What does this mean? Omar Ravam Yechanan. Kol oichlo milachman shal Yisrael, even the goyim, when they come to rob and steal from the Jews and take away their bread, that's called taim tam lechem. Like that's called real eating, even for the goyim. But b'she'enu oichem lachem shal Yisrael, if they do not eat from the bread of Yisrael. Here lechem means both things, lechem mamish, and also means nus, taking away the isha, the wives of the Jewish wife. The Mori says, by the Goyim, it's better Jewish wife than all of theirs. Ein toim tam lechem. They don't have any taste, any enjoyment from this world. But still, Hashem lo karod, they're not called to Hashem. Ravom elu hadayonim. It means the yonim of the Jewish dayonim were false. They were not doing a good job. They did not call back to Hashem. O Shmuel ama elu malam b'tanoikis. B'shas tachub and abayis. Even the rabbayim that were teaching did not do a good job. Rashi says, they were fooling around. They were not doing good. They weren't a good rabbi. They were taking off too much. They were playing around too much. They weren't taking the job seriously. Mimon, now I'm going to ask a question. Our Mishnah, who counted like these three malachim and these four adjaitis? Who made the count? Om Ravashi, it was Anshek Nesak Deilamonim. They were the ones that counted, said this statement. And Om Rav Yudom Arav, Dikshu Oid Limnois Echod, that they wanted to include one more. The more doesn't even say the name. Rashi says it was Shlomo HaMelech. They wanted to include Shlomo HaMelech, that it should also be one of the malachim of Ein Lachem Lolam Abo. So they wanted to do that is because of the time of the Sof Yoma, what happened, he took too many wives, that so Bod the Must Yukne Shalotit, his father appeared to the Anshek Nes HaKadolah, Dovid HaMelech appeared to them, for Nishtichol HaSlim, the mountain spread out in front of them, as if to pray to them, please do not include my son. Boy Yeshkichu Aleho, they didn't listen to Dovid. Bo Eish Min HaShemayim, so fire came down from Shemayim. Bolichachor Eish Bistasaleim, it like scorched all the chairs they were sitting on, the Anshek Nes HaKadolah. But still, let's say, Loiva Shemayim means the Torah was given to us. Anshek Nes HaGadolah, they have the right to Paskin. At least they thought they had a right to. We'll soon see. Is Yotza Basla? Basla came on Mishraim Yomim and said, Lohem, Chazis Ismoy Bamlati. You see, a person did a good job. Lefnei Malachim Yisiatze, Bal Yitzas Lefnei Chashukim. Like, Shlomo Melech is not fit to be fit Lefnei Chashukim in front of the black people. In other words, not to be Zoychot Olam Abo. Mishikim Beisi LeBeisi. He built the Beis Hamikdash first before he took care of his own house. Vloyed Ela Shebeisai Bona B'Shebeisi. The Beis Hamikdash took him 7 years. He did it fast. Obeisai his own house until he slept out. Bona B'Shloisha Sarah Shona. Took him 13 years to build it. So Lefnei Malachim Yitzatza Ba'Yitzatza Lefnei Chashuchim. He should not fit Lefnei Chashuchim. So Yabak also came out to protect Shloim. He should not be part of the Malachim of Ein Lechelik. Still, the Anshek Nes HaGadolah did not listen. They still thought fit to put him into this gzeirah of Ein Lechelik Lol Mavor. Now, Yotza Baska, Baska came out of Yom and said like this finally. HaMe'imach Yishalmenu, is it up to you to pay back? Kimasti Kiyata Tivchav Loyoni. In other words, this inyan, to give somebody Ein Lechelik Lol Mavor or not, is not in the hands of Bnei Yodim. That's not up to you. That's up to Hashem. I have a right to say it. And Hashem's will is that Shlomo Melech should be Zeicha with Olam Habo. So far, Pshan our Mishnah was, that was the answer to Nes HaGadolah talking. Now the Gemara says, Dorsha Rishumais, these were different Chachamim, people that used to dash in Rishumas, like a Remez, Yisoidis used to dash in, they used to say, Oimrim, Kulam Boyim Olam Habo. All of them, the three Malachim, the four Adjaitis, they will end up in Olam Habo. Some of them want to say, maybe there's no Machlaikis. Question when they will end up in Olam Habo. They will agree also, take them much longer, but eventually they'll end up. But it doesn't say clear. Could be Pashtus and Machlekes. Our Mishnah says, Einlo means forever, and they hold no, that they will have a Chelik Olam Habo. Shemana Postik says, Li Gilad, Li Menashe, Ephraim, Moyez Roshi, Yuda Mechoikiki, Moyev Sir Rachetzi, Aledom Eshlech Nali. And Eshlech Mulsung will dash in his Tukum. I'll throw my shoe on Edom. Al Pleshes Hisriori Li. Because the Pleshes on David Melech, I'll make him friendly. We'll see what that means. So, Li Gilad, when the prophet says, Li Gilad, Li Menashe, to me it's good, Li is Menashe, Ze Achav. Hashem is like speaking, it's like the Shekhinah speaking, even on Tilim, Smash Medov is giving a praise here, but we dashin it, the Darsh Rishum is dashin, that the Shekhinah itself is talking. And the Shekhinah is saying that Li Menashe, Li Ephraim, Li Gilad, Li Menashe, Ze Achav, it goes on to Achav. Shenofa Baromas Gilad. He was killed in Ramat Gilad. Just to say, Li, that he'll be Zeicha to Olam Habo. Menashe, Kimashimo, Li Menashe means Menashe. Then it says, Ephraim Moyos Reish. Ephraim was a strong one of the head. Ze Yeravim, it goes on Yeravim, Ben Avot. Because he's Ephraim, he came from Ephraim. There will also be Li to me. He will be Zeicha to Olam Habo. Then the book says, Yehuda Mechaki, the laws will come out from Yehuda, Zachi Teufel, that goes on Achi Teufel, to cost him Yehuda. He came from